Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and today I am here with Tony from Ving. Welcome.
Thanks, Nick.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm basically a technology geek at heart, quite frankly. I graduated from Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and from that moment on was on a trajectory to be involved in technology. Worked with IBM, selling hardware and software in the manufacturing environment for a while, then quickly moved into business consulting, and then from that point on, for quite some time now, it feels like I've been a technology entrepreneur focusing on solving business problems with technology.
So Ving is an application that we can really use to help with some of these safety pieces. Can you tell me a little bit about what is a Ving and what Ving does?
Sure, absolutely. So as I mentioned, one of the things that I've done throughout my career is work with business people to solve business problems with technology. And one of the things that we found about 7 or 8 years ago was that there was a big challenge with engaging the workforce that was out in the field, that decentralized workforce, and more specifically, working with a workforce that was in a manufacturing, construction, transportation type environment. You know, a workforce that was really prone to feeling disconnected from their main office, a workforce that was really prone to high probability of injury, quality of work is a big issue, avoiding rework, and those kinds of things. So we took that problem and that challenge, and we said, how might we tackle it with the new technology that's around today and the technology that's emerging in the 5 years to come? And what we did was we came up with Ving. And Ving is a technology platform. It's a subscription-based software that you subscribe to, and it focuses in on helping you optimize your safety training, your compliance monitoring, your quality, and really connecting with that workforce across that umbrella of issues. The end game is to help a company reduce financial impact from injury, rework, quality, days off work, disconnected from leadership in the company around the direction of the company, and of course, to keep employees happy and to hopefully retain them in your particular company.
So really, it's addressing a lot of those concerns that the safety professionals are looking at. How do we create this safety environment? How do we collect some analytics off of that? And so how do you accomplish that? What exactly is a Ving? We understand who the company is now, but what is a Ving?
Sure. So a Ving, think of a Ving as a microburst of information. And a Ving is a digital pack of that information that you simply drag and drop video, audio, surveys, assessments, images, documents, checklists right onto that screen. And what our software does, it takes it and makes it look good for you. It makes it a really nice layout. It actually attaches all kinds of code on the back end of it that you don't even need to see. We just do it automatically for you that will automatically create engagement detail tracking for anybody that you send it to, and it will automatically give you a record of who got, read, watched, listened, or completed all the information that was in that Ving. So imagine if you had a safety training video that you needed somebody to watch, and it was in a microburst, which is exactly how we think today, and we can talk a little bit more about that later, and you put this safety training video on ladder safety into a Ving, and you paired it with a 3-question assessment. Our technology allows you to email it, text it, post it, get it to the individual on any device, no matter how you can, on any screen size, and make it super easy for them to interact with. And then on the back end, we're tracking in real time and populating a dashboard so that the accountable person can very quickly find out who hasn't completed which safety information. It's like finding the needle in the haystack. And instead of looking at everybody, you find those 5 people out of 500 or 300 that are susceptible to getting hurt today because they did not finish the appropriate training.
So you're telling me that it's a drag and drop type system, so I don't need to learn how to write code for this. I don't need to be an IT junkie myself. It's a simplistic dashboard to work with.
Absolutely. It's a simplistic creation process for the person who has to send the information out. It's a simplistic process for the person who receives it. And then for you to look at your dashboard and to find the right appropriate tracking information is all easy. So if you think about the creation process, what we did was we built this off of very familiar technology that everybody in business has experience with, and that is the email creation process. Okay. So if you know how to construct an email with a subject line and attach documents to it and type a little message in there, then you already know how to use Ving, because we follow that same process. Just by allowing you to create a Ving that easy, you can create them on a multitude of different subjects. Then when you send it out to people, you can text it to them, email it to them, post it in your company portal or on your website. They receive that no matter which way they've received it. All they have to do is start consuming it. There's no required password. There's no special plugin. There's nothing to download. So we've made it very easy for that person to consume the information, which is one of the big challenges out there when you're dealing with people in a decentralized environment. And then because the software is built to do everything automatically for you, we're automatically tracking down to the employee level how much of a video they watched, how many questions they answered, did they get them correct, and in real time populating a dashboard that's very simple, pie charts, bar charts, simple holistic information that you can just click on to see which employees are actually engaged with the information that you're sharing.
That's great. And it sounds like, you know, and as with technology, it's all about making it easy, especially for that end user, those people that are out in the field. And it sounds like you've created that. But it poses the question, who creates the Vings? Are these things that I design myself, or are you supplying a library of Vings for me to work out?
That's a great question. So that's typically what we find is that people want to have a mixture of content. So the people who create the Ving libraries, if you will, would be a mixture of our team at Ving and the customer. So first of all, we have a library of 1,000 courses, 1,000 safety courses that cover about 12 different vertical markets. Each of those courses are broken down into microbursts, 5 minutes or less of easy to consume training, and there's about 8,000 in our library. So what we do is when we engage with a prospective customer or a customer, we have a process that we go through called the safety snapshot score. And it's a quick interview that we do, and it's a curated list of questions that have been collaborated with people like are going to conferences and networks and meetings with, you know, anybody that in our network from OBWC to anybody in our network from National Safety, to actual safety consultants working in the field. And we go through and we ask you all of these questions about your particular work environment. Then a lot of times people like us to work directly with the person that's in charge of their safety, as you would expect. And we come up with a list of 25 courses and we pre-populate your Ving library. So literally from that the start to finish, you could be sending Vings an hour from now to your team. And it's all based upon your company, your vertical, and your personal experiences. And within three clicks, anybody can send a Ving and the recipient can just start consuming it. And then that's when all the reporting and record keeping happens automatically for you.
That's great. So would you say that these Ving libraries that you have or that we as an end user would create, is it a supplement or is it a replacement of our safety training program currently?
So it's really a supplement. So the safety training program is really should be looked upon as two primary components, really, is you have your application that helps you track accountability of employees. Did they do what they were supposed to do? So this is a technology that's designed to share information and record whether or not people did what they were supposed to do. So that's the accountability side of it. But the leadership side of it is really what builds the culture of the organization. And you have to have both of those in order to have a successful, sustainable safety culture, quality culture in your organization. And that's where it becomes important and our system enables the leadership or their safety training people to create their own content and actually add it to the Ving library. And we work with people. They can simply use their webcam, their iPhone, whatever they want to use. If they want to get real fancy, they can go in the studio and do things like that. But these days, most everybody wants it to be like an authentic video shot right from a webcam or an iPhone or something like that. But you could literally go out in the yard and find this piece of equipment that several people have not used properly. And you have one guy holding an iPhone and another guy talking about the piece of equipment and demonstrate exactly how you tie down this backhoe on this trailer and using your own equipment. And you can take that video and put it right in a Ving, pair it with a three-question assessment, and then send it out to people who are responsible for tying backhoes down to trailers, especially your piece of equipment. And that way you have all of this content coexisting in one library. So it makes it real efficient for you to think in terms of, I just have to go to one place in my company for my safety training videos, my company-specific safety training videos. Maybe you even add stuff on policies and procedures directly into the Ving library as well.
And it sounds like the ease of access, especially let's say that I'm a corporation and I hire five new guys, I already have those Vings created and now I'm just sending those out and catching them up with the rest of my staff.
Absolutely. As we know, there's a big shortage of skilled labor right now. And there's also high turnover in a lot of places associated with certain certain pockets of labor. And we work with a lot of customers who spend a lot of time. They have some of their most valuable resources spending a lot of time training and onboarding people instead of working on a project, right? And because there's constantly a new group of people coming in, maybe you're seasonal, maybe you don't have a lot of turnover, but you just hire a ton of people during certain months of the year. And then maybe you do have a lot of turnover. So what we'll have is we'll have some people who will actually record different onboarding sessions that they do. And then they work with our team to break them down into little microbursts. And then they build out their own playlists for onboarding. So every time they get a new hire, they say, great, send them playlist number whatever, you know, from the Ving library. And that gets them started in the process. And that's where we're a really good supplement. So we're not saying it's 100% substitute for that in-person training. So there's a lot of times where dialogue and questions evolving between two people or a classroom and an instructor are very helpful, right? Mm-hmm. The space that we really focus in on is when it's too expensive to keep bringing people in to do that, or it's just not possible because you're pulling them out of work and they have a deadline they need to hit, or you just can't keep them past a certain hour. Where we fit in is a nice supplement burst of information that can fit into their workflow in 5 minutes or less. And you can keep these key subjects such as quality, safety, top of mind in between those event-based training courses.
So would you say your focus group for your product, is it the office staff? Is it the construction industry? Is it manufacturing? Where is your focus really at?
Yeah, so we really focus in on that workforce that's on the plant floor or out in the field in a decentralized environment. So we do have in our safety training library a lot of material and courses that would work well for an office environment, such as ergonomics, such as hydration, any of those kinds of things to help people keep energy level up. And then we have subjects that actually go beyond the office and into the manufacturing field, such as ethics, sexual harassment, those kinds of things. But the predominant focus that we have is enabling a more effective, efficient way for the office to connect and engage with that decentralized workforce across two plants, down the street, in the field, spread across the country at work sites. How are you going about connecting them and how often do you connect with them? And oh, by the way, if you think you're connecting with them, then the next question you have to ask yourself is, well, I left them a voicemail or I sent them an email or I sent them an attachment. The next question you need to ask yourself is, did they get it? Did they watch it? Did they understand it? And are they being compliant? And that's where we really come in and change up the game and help people along with that. And a lot of our content around those verticals is really organized around safety training or quality training for a particular task like ladder safety. So in an office, you don't see too many people stretching a ladder up, whereas you do outside, or eye protection, bloodborne pathogens, you know, all of these kinds of things that you would find in a healthy labor force.
So what's your customer size look like now? Are you working with the small shops with 10 employees? Are you focused on 50 to 100, at 300, or even those large corporations of 1,000 or more? Where's your focus?
Sure. So when we developed the technology, we did it predominantly for companies with 300 employees or less. So that was our primary focus. And one of the reasons we focused on that particular market, and there's so many people out there that I'm sure can relate to this, is that when you're in that size organization, typically your safety manager is wearing a lot of different hats as well. So they have a lot to do in the day besides just keep track of accountable safety procedures. And so what we did was we said, how can we help that person out? How can we make their life easier and make the company a safer place to work? And so what we did was we built the system for that person that has got multiple responsibilities. They have to answer to OSHA. They have to answer to OBWC. They have to answer to their employer. They have to answer to their employees. Plus, they got to do their other jobs. So we created the technology super easy for that group. Now, what's happened is we've had great success in that area, and we have a lot of customers. But along the way, of course, the bigger guys are finding out about us. And so 2,000 employees, 3,000 employees. So this year, especially coming here into June, July, we have another release coming out, and we're doing a lot of things to the application to more properly align with a more complex work environment where they have, and complexities coming in size of employee base. A lot of people are doing the same thing, so our content still applies. A ladder safety course in a 200-man company is still important in a 2,000-man company, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's the infrastructure of the application that's perfect for 300 or less and is adapting to the larger scales right now.
So as we talk a little bit about infrastructure, leads me to a question about data and analytics. What are you providing to that customer on that data side? You know, we see the front end we see the Ving, we see what the employee is doing. What would I be seeing as a safety manager behind the scenes, and what data am I gathering?
Sure, absolutely. And so one of the things that's kind of funny, because this being a podcast, people can't really actually see it. But if I just say go to vingapp.com, and on the landing page, you'll see very quickly a picture of a Ving, and you'll see a dashboard, right? And if you wanted to go into your own little vertical, the Ving and the dashboards will get more specific to what industry you're in. So then it might be more relevant to you. So I encourage you to use the navigation to get to those spots. But if you think about that dashboard as it's your window into what's happening in the field. So if you're running around from meeting to meeting throughout your day, and you know that you have people out in the field that you're accountable for, we've made it really easy for you to just go inside the Ving system and take a look at your dashboard. And it's organized in a way that you land on a really nice bar chart. And it's as simple as one bar chart is broken into pieces, and it tells you people are starting to look at it. They're starting to view it, is what we say. They viewed it and they completed it, or they haven't even opened it. And then the other bar chart is telling you if something went wrong, like something bounced and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So then you can decide if you want to drill down a little bit further, and we'll give you a list of people's names that you sent it to. And then just looking across the columns, when they were invited, when they actually viewed it, how many times they looked at it, and what their progress is. Have they completed it, or are they just 10% of the way through? And then that way, it's real easy for you to glance over at this dashboard and see where that needle in the haystack is, who's not compliant, and who has potentially put themselves in harm's way by not watching a training course on how to properly do something. The system's also set up to send you notifications. So if you have a very, let's say that last month or last week or yesterday, you had a incident happen. So all of a sudden there's a heightened interest in a particular type of injury or claim or something like that. And so what you decide to do is jump into your Ving library and select a microburst and blast it out to your 200 employees or your 25 employees. And you could choose on maybe on that particular Ving, you know what? I want the system to notify me as people complete this or when it's all completed. So I check a little box. And again, I go on my merry way doing all my other work, and I get an email all of a sudden. And the Ving system's telling you everyone did what they were supposed to do. And you're like, great. I don't even have to go look at my dashboard until later today, maybe. On the other hand, if the email comes in and it doesn't look like all the people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, maybe I better go find 5 minutes to look at that dashboard so I can see which three or four people didn't complete the training, call their supervisor or call them directly and say, look, before you continue, you have to finish this. So now you have this really nice way of really tracking, really being notified through your dashboard and tracking through your dashboard all the information that will help you do your job better. Then if somebody from OSHA or OBWC or somebody, your boss or somebody comes in and starts asking you questions, we've made it super easy to go to that dashboard and show them exactly how engaged the employee workforce is with that important information.
So not that anybody would do this, but hypothetically speaking, let's say that I was pressured for time. I got product to get out, or I just not that interested in safety today, and I want to skip through the videos and just go to the questionnaire and be done with that. How does Ving deal with?
Sure. So currently, we'll tell you if they skip through the video. So, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, you can try to cheat the system, but the system's going to tell somebody that you did, right?
Okay.
So let's say you're supposed to watch this 3.5 minute, 4.5 minute video on personal eye protection. And you're like, oh man, I've been wearing personal eye protection for the past 30 years or 10 days or whatever it is. I don't need to watch this. So you decide you're going to skip through it, like with your cursor, like your mouse, and click on the timeline bar.
Right.
So Ving will actually tell the person that sent it to you on your dashboard where the person that was watching the video thinks that because they clicked all the way at the end, it should be 100% complete. Well, we'll actually add up all the different timelines, and we'll show on the dashboard that you actually did 5% of the whole video. So we'll be able to tell you that. So and the release that's coming out here in the summer is at the sender's discretion. They'll actually be able to lock the sequence, so you cannot even go to the assessment until you consume the video.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of our assessments are designed in a way to sync or ask questions of material that happened throughout. So if you didn't watch it, you're not going to be able to answer the question.
Very good. So, and I think this is a great product. I give a lot of talks myself about engaging millennials in the workforce and needing that point of operation training, needing it at that point that we're doing something. And that's where we have the best retention and utilization of that knowledge, being mm-hmm. in product development, product manufacturing, or safety. But always begs the question, are we leaving other generations out? And how easy is this technology for those end users to really work with?
Well, without a doubt, the millennial generation is very important to pay attention to. I think it's by the year 2030, 70% or higher is going to be a millennial workforce. And we have a very rapidly aging group of people that are retiring out. So we have a lot of things going on. And then on top of that, we have a shortage, right? So the last thing that we need to do is introduce a technology that only a certain segment of people can use because they're the only ones who are technically savvy or whatever. So what we did was we said, your technical capability and savviness, if you will, really all you have to be able to do is point with your finger to click on a particular image. And that is the skill level required of technology to actually receive a Ving and start interacting with it. It's just a click. The end users, there's no sign-on required. There's no plugin. There's no download. There's really nothing for them to do other than to receive the Ving through their text messaging or through email or through some portal the company uses.
Well, that's great. This is really great information. This technology sounds amazing. I had a chance to view it a little bit while you were here today. I'm excited about it. And I encourage all of our Portage County Safety Council members to stop by the 2018 Portage County Safety and Health Expo, because you will have a table set up there and Absolutely. Be able to answer questions and interact with people. So we look forward to seeing you at that event.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope to get to meet a lot of people from this geography. It's our first time to attend the event. We'll definitely be looking forward to it. And we invite them to stop by our table and introduce themselves. And we'll talk a little bit about their environment and how Ving could help them out.
All right. Well, thank you so much and be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.